Hello everyone, this is Lee Pietola coming to you from Hancock, Michigan. Today we will be talking about what it means to play hockey for Finlandia University. We will cover everything from playing in a game to off-ice training. We also have a special guest for today's show, Paul Pietola, a former student of Michigan Tech who has some questions about the hockey team. Hello, Paul. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, doing pretty good.
I understand you have some questions about the locker room. So let's go ahead and get started with segment one. This one goes out to all the hockey players out there who all know about the locker room. Am I right? One room that a player can both just hang out and chill and also get hyped up for a game. A room that we spend hours in turning a stranger into a teammate and a teammate into a trusted friend. A room that teammates spend both good times in, you know, after a huge win, or maybe a sweep on the weekend where the whole locker room shakes with music and the Gatorade bottles are sprayed all over. Or a room where teammates sit in despair with one another after a tough loss, when nothing that can be said will help but sitting in silence staring at your skate blades and waiting for coach to come in and either yell at the team for not following the game plan, or even worse, he is too disappointed to even talk to about the game yet. Now, Paul, I understand you have some questions for me today.
Yeah, I do. And the first question I have for you is, Lee, how early do you arrive at the locker room before the practices and before games?
Before practices, we have to arrive anywhere between an hour to an hour and a half, depending on when we have film. If we have film before practice, we have to get there an hour and a half, obviously, to acquire the time to have the film and then also to get ready. For games, we have to arrive 2 hours early, and that's hardly enough to even get ready.
Okay. Does Finlandia have a sauna in the locker room?
Yeah, we actually have a great sauna, which is amazing for after a long practice. You get in there, and it's a great time for the team just to chill out, relax, get close to each other, have some good conversations, sweat out whatever you had in practice, and rest up for the weekend.
Wow, nice. Yeah, it sounds really nice. Do you guys have a team manager then, or...?
No, there's no team manager. The team basically runs itself. We have the coaches, which do a great job, and then also the players that pitch in a lot.
Okay. Awesome. So who does all the laundry?
So the team's laundry, since we don't have a manager, we have the team. There's players that get paid on the team to do things like laundry, clean up the locker room, pass out jerseys, do the socks. Basically any job a manager would do. The players on the team get paid to do.
Okay. So do you retape your stick then before every skate or just big games?
Yeah, that's actually more personal preference. You retape your stick whenever it really gets bad, obviously for player to player, it's different. Some players will retape it, every time they get on the ice. Others, for example, myself, will only retape it when it needs to be done. And you can tell when it needs to be done. It's just when it's starting to get chewed up a little bit,
Okay, gotcha. So, how often do you sharpen your skates? Is that daily or?
That's basically about the same thing. You sharpen your skates about as much as you'd retape your stick whenever they get bad. If you lose an edge, you could be looking at resharpening your skates every 5 minutes. But sometimes the skate sharpening could last weeks. As long as you don't chip an edge or, as long as they're all right.
Okay. Cool.
So now let's go ahead and start talking about practice. We all know this is a very important part of the game. The on-ice practice is where teammates really learn how to play with each other, in order to win the big game on the weekend. Now, Paul, do you have any questions about practice?
Yeah, how long do practices usually go for?
So practice will generally run for around an hour to an hour and 20 minutes, depending on whether it's, game day. If it's game day, we'll, practice for a real short, quick on-ice skate in the morning. But, if you're looking at a Tuesday, Monday, or Wednesday night, Thursday night even, you're going to be running for about an hour and 20 on some, systems running in towards the game. So,
awesome. Is it mainly conditioning then, or are you guys working on some drills? What are you guys doing on the ice?
So the practices in the beginning of the year might have a little bit more conditioning, even though then in later in the year we'll work on a lot more, getting ready for the team that you're going to be playing in the weekend. So going over the systems that you're doing, if there's any changes, coach will be running through that, systems on power plays and penalty kills.
So Lee, what does the term bag mean?
So that's kind of a little bit of hockey jargon. I feel like it is for other sports as well, but especially in hockey, that's when coach basically leaves the pucks in the locker room and you're going to be getting bagged that day is what the team would call it. So I think it actually goes back to
where it would be, you know, you put, you need to have a bag, you know, put it underneath around your neck so that when you puke, you don't, it doesn't get all over the ice. It just goes inside the bag, which is kind of a gross term to, you know, but it just, it basically refers to just being skated so hard, you basically can't skate anymore and just puke. So.
It doesn't sound fun. So do you guys, in practice, do you guys fight in practice at all, or?
I mean, yeah, every hockey, you know, every sport's going to have, going to have their, you know, fights or whatever. And yeah, hockey, there's going to be fights in practice. I mean, when you got people out there and it's a physical game and you get people competing and everyone's getting tired in practice, people are going to, tempers are going to flare and people are going to fight. I mean, it's just part of the game. So now let's move into segment three here. And in this final segment, we're going to talk about hockey games. And whether or not you are there as a fan, parent, coach, or player, excitement and competition is coming your way. Hockey fans are some of the are some crazy people, and the fans have a lot of heart. Now, Paul, you have some questions about the games for us, do you not?
Yeah, yeah. It was. I mean, how many lines do you guys play in a game?
So, in a regular Finlandia game, the coach will usually carry 13 forwards, which will be, you know, four lines of forwards plus an extra, and then three lines of D, as well as three goalies. And I mean, it opens the game up for a whole lot of competition, especially when he's playing, when he's trying to play all 13 players. I mean, you're fighting for every second you have on the game, ice on the game.
Well, so that, I mean, for some of our listeners that may not know, how many periods are in one game?
So in a game, there's three periods. It's, I mean, a pretty simple question. Yeah, the three periods.
Three periods. Yep, so is there any lot of smack talk going on when you're out there? Or?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't realize that there's a lot of smack talk going on the ice. I mean, it's loud in the stands, so people usually don't, you know, hear it. But on the ice, if you ever listen to Mic'd Up, it's a pretty you should really give it a listen. It's pretty funny to hear the players go after each other and how they go after each other. You know, everyone's just letting the other person know who's on the ice. You know. Who's the best on the ice, and also, you know, putting down every other player you possibly can.
So for some of our listeners that may not know, what is icing?
So icing is when a player will dump in the puck before he crosses the red line, and then that'll be a whistle on the play, and the faceoff will go into your zone. Depending on what rules you play, in a college level, there's hybrid icing. So if they win the race, the foot race to the hash marks, then the icing is called off, and it's just a continue of play, and there is no whistle.
Okay, so do you have to wear a cage when you're playing out there then at Finlandia? Or?
Yeah, so the Finlandia, the way that rule works is, you know, in high school, obviously, you got to wear a cage. And then you go off to juniors, and they say, hey, you don't got to wear a cage anymore. So you get used to not playing with a cage, and when you get to the college level again, they tell you, you got to wear a cage, and it really messes up with your the visuals. You really can't see that much on the ice for a little while. It takes something to get used to. But then after college, obviously, you don't have to wear a cage again.
That's not bad. So, you know, how does it work to get kicked out of a game? Has that ever happened to you?
Getting kicked out of a game is not very difficult. Obviously, everyone's been there. If you just have a disagreement with a ref, it's really up to the ref. I mean, if you got a... get a ref that you're not getting along with during the day or during the game, and you say something stupid, or you go after another player on the other team, or you throw some punches you shouldn't have thrown, you're going to get kicked out of the game, and that's just how it goes.
So, so what's a face-off?
So a face-off is whenever there's a stoppage of play, all the players will reline up on your defensive side, the puck will be dropped, and it's basically a 50-50 puck.
Okay. So when you know, going back to when you were fighting, why do hockey players fight usually? What's the main reason?
Well, you see, Paul, there's a big stigma out there that, you know, it's just like you go to a hockey fight. You know, you watch a hockey fight. You go to hockey games to watch a hockey fight. You know, it doesn't happen in baseball. You don't see it in football. Players don't just line up, drop the gloves, and just go at it. Like, it's it's just part of the game. And there's been actually a lot of studies about it, like what about hockey, you know, entices their aggression in people. And really nobody knows. It's just basically goes back to what I was saying earlier, where you get a lot of people on the ice and they're carrying a weapon such as a stick, and they're just out there skating around working their butt off, and they're getting tired, and things don't go your way. Tempers are going to flare and fights are going to start.
Yeah, that'll happen for sure. You know, how does it feel at the end of the game when you win a huge one?
Oh yeah, that's a really a great feeling. There's not too many words to describe it when you get the whole team in the locker room and or even on the ice when you're celebrating in front of your student section. It's a truly a great feeling, and it's more of not that, you know, that instant feeling where, oh yeah, you know, you won today, but it's all that work that's been, you know, put into that one big game, you know, at the end of the year to win it all. It's just you're celebrating the whole year and not just that night. So today has been a lot of fun, and I would really like to thank our awesome guest, Paul Pietola, for being here with some great questions.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I really appreciate it, and I'd love to come on again.
Oh, yeah, we'd love to have you. So this has been a great night. Thank you for tuning in to the Hockey Life at Finlandia University.